My name is Leslie Charlton, and I'm one of the ministers of Kingston United Reformed Church. We set the challenge and asked people to tell us what has been good about this season. Bronwyn Robinson said, "Many positive things have a negative other side. This has been good for me, but..." So I've tried for once to put the "but" voice to the back of my head. And then she says, "For me, I have enjoyed my home and garden, had the company of a loved one throughout, had much more contact than usual with some family members, due to everyone's concern to check in that everyone else is okay, got to know more people on my street, feel like I have got to know work colleagues and church friends better from having a bit of a Zoom window into their world, discovered that I can do Bible study, when I've had face-to-face experiences, have celebrated that as a real treat, seeing how technology and phone calls can keep some people more in touch than they ever were before, seeing how technology can, for the most part, allow many people to work from home, and been truly amazed at how much of an effort people can put into a virtual birthday celebration. Compared to many, I am truly blessed. I thank God for that, and pray for those for whom this time has been a real trial, that they can find some release soon." And now from Natasha. "I am grateful to the Lord for this season for three reasons. One, when there was a shortage of everything, it reminded me about my younger years. It taught me how to be inventive and try to live with as little as I can. Secondly, I am grateful to God that He gave me plenty of time to spend with John and more purpose in how to live and take care of each other. Three, I always knew that material things were not important to me, but during this time, I really understood how valuable the love of our children, friends, and simple strangers can be." Sally Blanford says, "We have been able to spend the time since March together as a family. We lived as a household together through the months of lockdown in a way we hadn't since about 9 years ago, when the children were all still living at home. Although we are now gradually going our separate ways, it has been a special experience, especially as our second grandchild arrived in May, born safely in an NHS hospital despite all that was going on there then. We are aware that this has been a hard time for so many people and a tragic one for many families across the UK and the world, and we have been grateful that we could be with each other through it." From Liz Bartlett, "I have felt very blessed by being able to walk in Richmond Park starting in March when the trees were bare and following the seasons through. One day recently, Ken and I followed a short walk from the Friends of Richmond Park website. It was beautifully described, telling the story of some of the outstanding trees on the route. The walks are part of a series of nature walks starting from the various entrances to the park. I was delighted to see the sketch maps are illustrated by Ken Edwards, husband of a church member, Jenny Tang." From Alice Charlton, "For us, it has been hard having a little baby who has been unable to meet one side of the family. However, lockdown and the furlough scheme has meant our son has had a lot more time with his dad than he would have done otherwise. Great for bonding and also for his bilingualism.
From Liz Cook. In the early anxious months, a WhatsApp group formed in our close. Little conversations, best place for an Indian takeaway, etc. Then, Richard and his Hatch Place Singers started up. Every Saturday morning, about 20 people standing outside their houses singing. One neighbour playing an amplified keyboard. Pre-requested playlist, everything from Fats Waller to very recent pop. This lasted several weeks until lockdown eased, and it brought everyone out. Lovely, distant conversations with neighbours we hardly knew before. Rather sadly, this has now stopped, and we miss it. But its end marked the resumption of normal freedoms, so that was a positive in itself. From Diane Slater. I experienced the changes in the seasons this year. April seemed so beautiful after winter. Kingston was quieter without traffic and planes. The birds' song was noticeable. The air seemed fresher. Cycling was so much more enjoyable. People seemed to have a common goal. They talked and had time for each other. Caring rather than trying to achieve and meet deadlines, etc. I helped to organise a VE Day celebration outside near my house with neighbours I've never spoken to, and now we do talk. And if not best friends, there's a new understanding and a contentment between neighbours who seem happier living around here. We walk together instead of alienating ourselves in cars. I've been able to join Wednesday evening Bible study owing to being at home rather than at work, which has made me realise I should learn more here. And that there are some wonderful, clever people in our church, Ken being one. The coffee mornings and online church activities have provided a lot of help, structure and brought new friendships. I've taken up my guitar and paintbrush again after many years. I've written and illustrated a story time via Zoom for my work, which was satisfying. During the season, Leslie suggested that there may be stresses that people thought they had from being so busy, when in fact their busyness was covering up a bigger hidden stress. I think I may be one of those people. This season has given me some time to think about some tricky stuff, which is easier to ignore by keeping busy. I've been glad not to have to go out to rehearsals and other commitments in the evening. It's been a relief. It's been scary and stressful, and I've missed and worried for older people and especially my parents. So I don't want to be too positive about this strange and worrying time. But here's some of my positive thoughts. From Kate Axton. I have enjoyed the following. 1. Spending endless days with the children and learning how they learn, being able to teach them alternative lessons in the outdoors. Family time, which I will always regard as bonus time, which I will forever treasure. 2. Cycling down the middle of the road without cars. 3. Not being able to hear the M25 roaring 24/7. 4. Learning new ways to educate online and seeing young people who are too scared to speak up in a normal classroom for fear of failure or peer pressure, being able to excel online when there is no audience. 5. Speaking to some of my pupils and their families on a weekly basis and checking in, learning new things about them and building stronger, more meaningful relationships within the school community. 6. Having time to read books for pleasure. 7. Having time to make contact with friends more regularly and more meaningfully. 8. Gardening and growing things. 9. Having time to exercise. 10, exploring our new surroundings, having recently moved house. From Suji. COVID crisis changes many things in South Korea as well, and my daily life too. However, I have found there is one positive change in my daily life. Before COVID crisis, I confess that I rarely read your sermon and rushed to catch up with the news from KURC. But now I pray every morning following prayers received from church email. The change makes me contemplative about my relationship with God and reminds me of sharing God's love to those who are around me, even in some small influence, as I learned from all the church members, including you, Pat, Martin and Hayon, Liz and Ken, and John Fisher. This seems something very personal, but I hope it will be helpful. May God bless you. It's always great to hear your voices on the podcast. Recording yourself is straightforward to do on WhatsApp. Ask us and we'll tell you. Let's hear from Anne.
What I am thankful for and what gifts have I been given during COVID-19? During lockdown, I have been humbled and richly blessed. Thankful for many things I would like to share. I've learned a great deal about myself in terms of being surprised at changes I needed to make. Happy to stay at home when I am used to being in different environments on weekdays. On weekends, I'm usually visiting garden venues, including Wisley, Hampton Court, Bushy Park. Then there is a church community, meeting people, going out for coffee, meeting friends or doing essential shopping. Little did I think I could stay in my home for an unknown period. I've taken the opportunity to have my whole home redecorated, a task I put off for a number of years. It looks bright and clean and I feel I have moved home. I've spoken with church people I did not know and enjoyed speaking with them and familiar contacts. I do not like using the telephone very much and I'm not in favour of social media, although it has its uses and I have had to learn to use it. But all have brought many blessings. Today was a triumph with managing at last to host my first Zoom prayer time and having people join me. I've enjoyed coffee mornings set up by Rhiannon. I never knew I could metaphorically let my hair down, and in reality, I feel I have lightened up with so much laughter. Then there have been the daily prayers, Ken's Bible study notes, Sunday services, Teresa and Vaughan's daily prayers, added to which has been the United Reformed Church daily devotions. Discussions about the daily Bible readings have produced many opinions and critical thinking. They have brought greater understanding to me and brought God closer. In leisure periods, I have spent time doing jigsaw puzzles. 3 1,000-piece puzzles are complete and a fourth one is a happy nightmare. I cannot give up on it. It has 1,000 miniature pieces and the picture is of jigsaw pieces. My family are all artists and I am the odd one out. Graded pencils are at the ready for a chance to try and see if it truly is a gift. More things to be thankful for includes arrival of a combination oven for which I've waited 18 months, another a preview gift of a book to be launched on the 3rd of August in which I have a chapter, and today I'm having an article published written during COVID. It's not so much the article I'm thankful for, but the reunion with a colleague I worked with 20 years ago and with whom I lost touch. Most of all, I'm thankful for my family and my personal assistants, our health and well-being. So now I must stop to hear of other people's experiences. Thank you for listening.
Rachel Mason recorded this for us.
What have I learned or enjoyed in the time of COVID? I have, first of all, been very grateful for being able to continue to work. And not only that, being paid in full and going regularly to a place of work out of my home, and having routine and responsibility carry on. A lot of people had those things taken away, and I was really grateful to be able to carry on with my work. I noticed early on as well that once I had options taken away from me, I was quite grateful. I think I was always worrying that maybe my children weren't getting all the extracurricular activities and diversities they should, and maybe I should be doing this and that with them, and that was suddenly not available anymore, and that was quite nice not to have to think about it. And the third thing that has been a real blessing during this time has been the Bible study that my husband signed me up to lead every week, which I was initially like not so happy about, that responsibility, but it has been absolutely brilliant to sit once a week with people who want to look at the Word of God and get a bit of perspective on what everything all means, and the chance to chew the fat and be together, even if that's virtually. And that's something that I will have valued all the way through, and that's a great gift that the church has given me.
Now let's hear from James Mason.
When I first saw the question, "Tell me what's good about COVID-19 or what you've learnt from this experience," I was horrified. But I am one of those people who tend to think about why people die rather than why they are born. COVID-19 has been a blessing for me. It's reminded me of how precious my life is, how precious my marriage is, my family, and how grateful I am for our home and our garden. It's taught me to get my house in order and reminded me that we're not in charge.
This is Holly Christie's contribution.
When we were first asked to record what the positive times from lockdown had brought, I couldn't think of any to begin with. I thought of the stresses of trying to juggle homeschooling with work, with all of us being in a really small house, about my baby who had spent half of her life in lockdown and didn't really know any different. I thought of the different lives that we had come to accept, wearing masks when we're out and about, and I always say to people, "I know you don't know it, but I'm smiling under my mask." And I didn't record a podcast because of that. And then we were asked again, what were the positives that had come from this time period? And I stopped and I thought, this time has really made me notice my children, that I'm used to getting them ready for school in the mornings and serving their dinner at night and making sure that teeth have been cleaned and bedtimes are adhered to. But this allowed me time to really notice their different expressions when they were trying to make a point, their interaction with each other, their places within our family, and not just because of birth order, but the places their personality had carved out for them. It made me appreciate them. It made me appreciate where we live, that we can get out and we can exercise. It made me appreciate my friendships and who I wanted to spend time with, and the time I spent just idling, and I couldn't think why. Most of all, lockdown has connected me with prayer in a way that I hadn't realised I had been missing. No longer just Sunday prayers or desperate prayers. Every opportunity was an opportunity for a conversation with God. Every interaction with a friend was an opportunity to say, "God bless." Every time I felt frustration and I felt fear, I thought, but Jesus is holding me. So there were good things that came from lockdown, which will carry through to our post-lockdown lives, and that is that prayer is something I can do every day, every minute, every hour. I can always be in a conversation with God. Jesus is always walking beside me, and I am surrounded with wonderful people where I had an amazing opportunity to stop and really notice them.
From Carol Clack. My son and his wife have been able to bond well with their newly adopted son instead of a few weeks paternity leave lockdown gave them months. And a poem. The power of nature in a difficult season. In the last 5 months, amongst lockdown and face masks, I have really enjoyed the nature around me. Being by the river, watching the bird life, geese on nests, ducks with ducklings, swans and their cygnets, big fish feeding where the hog's mill joins the Thames. In the park, lying on the grass, eyes closed, ears open, listening, in tune with nature, relaxed, rested, recharged, being struck over and over again at the wonder of creation. That has no concept of lockdown and isolation, carrying on as normal, knowing that the Creator will look after them, giving me a sense of security and hope. From Ting and Pohan. We are grateful for keeping our jobs and are busier than normal. Family have all stayed together 24/7 for almost half a year. It's a special experience in our life. Ting has discovered home-based recipes, learnt them by FaceTime with her mum in Taiwan, and introduced food to the kids. Also, been very busy homeschooling for two little kids was a pain. However, we did lots of fun stuff at home when I look back. The most exciting thing during COVID time is growing our own vegetables from seeds. First time ever in our lives. And those seeds are all from fresh vegetables bought from supermarkets. We're amazed at the nature's power and, of course, how amazing God is. Now we have tomatoes, sweet peppers, chilli, Thai basil, mint, pak choi and sunflowers. We miss friends at church and family in Taiwan and hope the kids will go back to school in September and go back to a normal social life soon. From Rebecca Geraghty Staunton. Lockdown already seems so long ago. It has been a bit mad busy for we Geraghty Stauntons, but if you'll accept a few bullet points, then here are ours. Daddy time. On furlough, he had more time with the children than both paternity leaves combined. Rebecca got to show her manager her potential and received a promotion due to the extra work she put in, which she was able to do with the knowledge that the children were at home with their father. Although missing family was painful, it made her reflect on past friendships and she's reconnected with those that she fell out of touch with in the usual humdrum of life. Noticed the leaps and bounds of development in both the children having dedicated parent time. It may not be a curriculum, but we have learnt just as much, which is valuable. And finally, from Cathy Seymour. Something positive about this COVID season. Change is challenging and essential. COVID-19 is big and long-lasting. Being respectful of other people's stages in managing the invisible life-threatening virus without criticism has been a timely reminder of the diversity of responses that people can have towards anything. So in this season, I have renewed my commitment to accept and enjoy difference. I hope it lasts. Heartfelt thanks to all those who have contributed, and thanks particularly to Chris Impey for putting this together. For our next podcast, has there been a verse from the Bible, or a story of Jesus, or a story from somewhere else in the scriptures that you have found particularly helpful? Tell us about it. Read it to us. Remember, recording is easy and makes it just more interesting rather than hearing me blah, blah, blah. Thank you. Thank you.